The mixture on the back burner starts to bubble, and by the time the delivery boy arrives, the sky has grown stormy and dark, although beneath the thick layers of clouds is a perfect white moon. The delivery boy knocks 3 times and hopes that Antonia Owens, whom he once sat next to in algebra, will appear. Instead, it's Aunt Frances who yanks open the door. The cuffs of her sleeves are smoky from all the lies she's been measuring, and her eyes are as cold as iron. "What?" she demands of the boy, who has already clutched the pizzas tightly to his chest simply because of the sight of her. "Pizza delivery," he manages to say. "This is your job?" Frances wants to know. "Delivering food?" "That's right," the boy says. He thinks he can see Antonia in the house. There's somebody beautiful with red hair, at any rate. Frances is glaring at him. "That's right, ma'am," he amends. Frances reaches into her skirt pocket for her change purse and counts out $18.33, which she considers highway robbery. "Well, if it's your job, don't expect a tip," she tells the boy. "Hey, Josh," Antonia calls as she comes to collect the pizzas. She's wearing an old smock over her black T-shirt and leggings. Her hair has turned to ringlets in all this humidity, and her pale skin looks creamy and cool. The delivery boy is unable to speak in her presence, although when he gets back to the restaurant, he'll talk about her for a good hour before the kitchen staff tells him to shut up. Antonia laughs as she closes the door. She's gotten back some of whatever she'd lost. Attraction, she now understands, is a state of mind. "Pizza," Antonia announces, and they all sit down to dinner in spite of the awful smell coming from the aunt's mixture boiling on the rear burner of the stove. The storm is rattling the window panes, and the thunder is so near it can shake the ground. One big flash of lightning, and half the neighborhood has lost its electricity. In houses all along the street, people are searching for flashlights and hurricane candles, or just giving up and going to sleep. "That's good luck," Aunt Jet says when their electricity goes as well. "We'll be the light in the darkness." "Find a candle," Sally suggests. Kylie gets a candle from the shelf near the sink. When she passes the stove, she holds her nose closed with her fingers. "Boy, does that stink," she says of the aunt's mixture. "It's supposed to," Jet says, pleased. "It always does," her sister agrees.